another hour, our final hour from Washington, D.C. on What's on Your Mind. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Survive the gauntlet on your behalf. What's on Your Mind, audience? All this is for you, to bring you the nation's newsmakers and try and bring some Northern Plains common sense to the nation's capital. I want to thank every one of the folks that have been with us this week. It's been a fun program, and looking forward to this final hour live from Washington, D.C. and the United States Capitol. So, anyway, we're going to talk about the Farm Bill with the chairman of the House Ag Committee. We're going to talk with former Vice President Dick Cheney, and we're going to take some more of your calls this hour on the program we call What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number. And if you have questions or comments for the man that shepherded through something very important to the Northern Plains, the Farm Bill, give us a ring. Congressman Frank Lucas, Republican from Oklahoma, chairman of the House Ag Committee. Congressman Lucas, nice to have you on What's on Your Mind. How are you, sir?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. And remember, I'm from the Southern Plains, so after the temperatures warm up about 20 degrees, I get your weather formations after they've left you.
Well, we've got a few of those that have been a little weird this winter, haven't they?
Oh, yes.
Yes, exactly right. We've long given up the idea that there's anything near global and warming that ought to be in the same sentence. It's been a little chilly for us here. Anyway, appreciate your time today, and appreciate also, your leadership on the Farm Bill. That was a heavy lift this time around, wasn't it?
Absolutely. 2.5 years to pass a bill to simply make sure that we all have enough food and fiber. You'd think it wouldn't be that hard, but it was. But I think the final document we wound up with, reform across the board, savings financially, a bipartisan vote in the House and the Senate, even the president signed it. You know, this might be the only major piece of legislation in this five-year process, last five years, where literally under regular order, a bill got done the way the civics books describe bills are supposed to be passed.
Yeah, we chatted with Congressman Paul Ryan last hour. He said that very same thing. He said the budget, actually, and the Farm Bill, about the only two things we have agreed on. So it is progress for sure. A lot of our listeners, not all of them, but a few, question different things about the Farm Bill. I'm gonna give a chance to address some of those. In fact, Barb posted on our Facebook page today, please ask Congressman Lucas why we must have a Farm Bill in the first place. What do you say to folks who question the need for a Farm Bill at all?
Because that's the fundamental investment that helps us make sure we can raise the food and fiber we need. Remember, a Farm Bill is not just crop insurance. It's not just the commodity title. It's conservation, rural development, ag research, farm credit. It's also the nutrition title. It's the fundamental investments we make to make sure we have enough to eat. If you're in almost any other business, you can turn off the factory and walk away for 3 days or 3 months or 3 years and come back and turn it on. You can make more widgets, or you can buy your widgets from somewhere else. But in this situation, the amount of capital required, the expertise required, the infrastructure required to make sure we have enough wheat, enough corn, enough cotton, enough beans, enough hogs, enough steers, whatever, requires that this investment be made continually. You can't just start and stop it.
We had an email yesterday from a listener as this debate came up, and one thing I did talk about is how the direct payment reform has been implemented as part of this Farm Bill. So I want you to talk a little bit about that. But this emailer said, "Yeah, well, direct payments were eliminated, but they were replaced by other programs: ARC, Agriculture Risk Coverage; PLC, Price Loss Coverage, with payments to a farmer up to $125,000 per year, or $250,000 with a spouse." Under the new Farm Bill, these payments are funded by taxpayers.
It's called a safety net. And remember, yeah. what does the consumer benefit from this? He and she always has enough to eat. It's always affordable. It's safe. It's healthy on the shelf. You need to think of this Farm Bill as the third generation of farm policy. We didn't have comprehensive farm bills till 1933, till the depths of the Depression and the Great Dust Bowl of the 1930s. The programs from 1933 to 1996. Were basically based on supply management. Uncle Sam would determine, based on past history, what you could grow, how much you could grow, and if you played by the rules, and in most commodity groups through most of those farm bills, you could only raise what you had a history for. You could only raise as much as your history, production history indicated, and you were guaranteed this price. And then Uncle Sam held big stockpiles of commodities. So while they kept some sort of a floor under the bottom at a low rate, there was always this overhang. Remember the giant granaries we built in the 40s and 50s and 60s in this country to store that, a giant overhang. 1996, we stepped away from supply management. We went to the Freedom to Farm program, where producers were essentially allowed to produce what they saw fit for their property. The safety net consisted of those annual payments. You knew the direct payment was going to be there. You could discuss it with your banker. You could discuss it with your landlord. You could discuss it with your spouse. You had some sense of certainty. Now, this farm bill moves past that second generation of farm bill. The concepts of this farm bill are, we'll help you when you have weather problems or when you have market problems. That's where ARC and PLC and crop insurance come in. But if you have good weather, if you have good prices, you're not going to get anything. That's a dramatic move away from Uncle Sam telling you in the first generation of Farm Bill what you could raise and how much you could raise and when you could raise it, to the second generation of, we'll guarantee you this sum of money to keep farming no matter what happens, now to the point of where the safety net is only when you need it. And that's a big move from Roosevelt's day to the present day.
Yeah, good point. Congressman Frank Lucas, Chairman of the House Ag Committee, with us today talking the Farm Bill. Questions or comments, welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Robert sends a note, says, the Farm Bill gave our property rights to Ducks Unlimited and other radical tree-hugger groups. I hope every farmer that has to deal with this BS from these groups will post their land. Let's talk a little bit about, because I know that Congressman Kramer has been updating us regularly on the fact that you and most of the House folks fought conservation compliance being tied to crop insurance. Obviously, it was well-liked by the Senate leadership, and the Farm State Democrats didn't have enough oomph to get it out of there. So what do we do to mitigate what Robert's talking about here?
Well, basically, we're going to have to deal with the situation we have, and you're exactly right. Congressman Kramer and I and a number of good folks fought as hard as we could to keep the farmers in control of their farms in the Farm Bill. This conservation compliance stuff that the Senate insisted on, that a number of members in the Northern Plains and the Midwest insisted on, basically ties your participation in various programs, conservation otherwise, to meeting these standards. I was not overjoyed or happy about that, but the simple fact was, if I was going to get a farm bill, if I was going to have a safety net for producers out there, then I had to accept some of what the Senate demanded and some of the outside groups. But there are a lot of folks in D.C., and this was the underlying battle in so much of the farm bill. There are a lot of folks in Washington, D.C., who believe they can tell each and every one of us, whether we're a farmer or a rancher, somebody driving to work, a truck driver on the road, they believe they can better tell us how to live our lives and make our decisions than we can. Don't forget, Obamacare is the ultimate example of Uncle Sam telling you what's in your best interest. But we did, I think, the best we could to come up with a solid farm bill that will still allow producers to control their own destiny. But I'll go one step further and say, as hard as this bill was to get, I don't know what happens in 5 years. If the trend at the White House continues where it is now, if the trend continues in the Senate where it is right now, I don't know what kind of a farm bill we'll have 5 years from now. I'm a wheat guy by trade, a cow-calf operator. I go home every weekend. This stuff matters to me. So when my friends out there are concerned about having the top-heavy D.C. push on them, I'm being pushed on too. I understand that we fought as hard as we could to maintain as much control over a producer's decisions as we could get for a producer.
We only have about a minute left, so I do want to get a couple other questions in, and we could talk about the regulation, Phil, where we're blue in the face, and it is bad, and as you say, more has been added. You add it to OSHA, add it to EPA and everything going on, but here's a question from a listener. Why do Republicans allow Democrats to continuously inflate the Farm Bill, thus people's perception of it, by adding billions in the food stamp program, WIC, and other welfare programs, rather than making it a standalone bill reflecting how little the U.S. really spends to have a secure, safe, and abundant food supply? As a realist Republican, I firmly believe the U.S. has a cheap food policy, not a farm policy.
Well, bottom line is this. We who care about rural America, who care about production agriculture, are caught in a squeeze between our friends on the hard left and our friends on the hard right. My friends on the left don't want to spend any money on rural America. They don't want to spend any money on production agriculture. They don't share our values. They don't share our attitudes. My friends on the right just don't want to spend money on anybody for any reason. That's why you have to have this coalition in order to pass a farm bill. You have to have a majority of the middle in order to get anything done. That's why this farm bill, when it comes to real implementable policy, it would be the only major piece of legislation in this five-year period. That said, Democrats wrote the food stamp language originally. It actually doesn't end. It can be reauthorized easily in the appropriations process. Republicans have historically been involved in the commodity title. We make everything come to a definitive end. If you just had no farm bill, the farm side of the safety net would have gone away, but the food stamps would have kept on coming.
Pretty extraordinary. Well, Chairman Lucas, congratulations again. I know that was a heavy lift for you, and it is important to folks here in the Northern Plains as well as the folks you represent in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good to talk to you. The chairman of the House Ag Committee on the Farm Bill, Frank Lucas, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Your reaction next. Give us a call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
What is it worth to feel good? With a Miracle Chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience, massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We're back in Washington, D.C. And the weather may be nice here, but everything else is goofy. So I'm fired up to be back home and on North Dakota soil. In fact, I will be packing up in about 10 minutes and getting on a telephone and conducting an interview with the former Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, en route to the airport. So I'll throw the
Not because you're afraid to interview him in person, right? There's no...
No, in fact, he was kind enough to say, come on over. You know, but he didn't want to see me, and you, for obvious reasons, Todd.
I'm trying to be in a cab, safe distance, so no accidents. Yeah, okay. Right.
No, he wanted to see my buddy, Rusty Ord, who's along. Rusty is a Iraq War vet and is my wingman a lot of times when I travel, because, of course, when you're schlepping equipment through, you know, all kinds of security checkpoints and everything else can be kind of a pain. And obviously the stuff with everything else. So, Rusty, generally helps me out, and I hopefully return the favor because I want more members of Congress to meet real heroes like this guy, wounded warrior, combat wounded in Iraq, suffered traumatic brain injury as a result of a bomb injury, had to fight the VA, had to fight the Army over getting his Purple Heart, which was nothing short of criminal, if you ask me, by both entities. But ultimately now is got that Purple Heart and is commander of the Minnesota Order of Purple Heart. And I always appreciate seeing the reverence by most members of Congress for folks like Rusty that have served. So that's why the vice president wanted us to stop by today so he could see you. But we want to get home to our wives. Isn't that right, Rusty?
Yeah, I think they got work for us to do.
Exactly. We've got honey-do lists that are adding up like crazy, you know.
Yeah, they're mad at us who are in warm weather.
I think we're, yeah, and
warm weather with snow and no wind chill.
It definitely is warm weather compared to home. I mean, I get the wind chill warnings and everything else, but I'm telling you, everything else is worse. So just so you know, everything else is worse. It's just like crazy. But in all seriousness, have you enjoyed your time here?
I have.
You've been a tireless advocate for veterans' issues with these guys?
Well, we see so much on TV lately and so much in the news that are regarding veterans' claims, veterans' issues. Just this week, we see how some veterans' claims may have been shredded. We see how some veterans' claims up to 2001 have been removed from the file system and being caught in that system in 2009 and having gone through some of the things that I went through. Yes, I'm a big advocate. So instead of taking phone calls, I took the opportunity to come to Capitol Hill. Yesterday, we were able to go ahead and watch the vote from the terrace of the
gallery.
Hill,
yeah.
The gallery.
It would be the same. Congressman Kevin Cramer took Rusty up to the gallery, and the gallery is the place, if you ever watch the State of the Union address, where, you know, special guests are. You know, the First Lady would sit and other special guests of members of Congress, and you sometimes get shots of all the folks that the President will refer to in his State of the Union address. So the gallery is right above the House chamber, and there was a vote, so Congressman Cramer escorted Rusty right into the gallery, and you had Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, who, by the way, will join us tomorrow, on the program, and waving at Rusty, and Dana Rohrabacher, who's another great vet, was giving you the thumbs up, so that was kind of fun.
Yes, and then we got a great opportunity yesterday, and when I was exiting the building, to talk with Congressman Issa, who's been very much a big advocate on the situation in Benghazi.
Getting the bottom of what happened there.
Yep. Yeah. So got a little bit of personal time with him, and applauded his efforts for staying strong on that forefront there. Whether it's one soldier or it's 100 soldiers, you always want to figure out the cause and effect. And I applauded his efforts, and the whole Congressional Hill has been very, very good to both of us, and been very open, and have been very good with their time, and I want to say thank you to all of them, and they're very considerate of our veterans, and they've been really good.
They have been. Senator Hovind on the first day we were here, Congressman Cramer and Senator Heitkamp, the second day, and of course all the other members, Christy Noem today, Congresswoman from South Dakota, who you've been down to South Dakota. Tell folks about that neat project in South Dakota, that cabin project where they take families of wounded warriors and treat them like kings in a cabin.
Yes, down in Custer, South Dakota, Operation Black Hills Cabin was formatted by a retired couple from the Air Force. After they retired, they wanted to give back. They live in South Dakota, or at least spend a lot of time there. And they made a cabin, and they want to offer that cabin to families of combat wounded soldiers, wounded warrior families. So they have nothing to do but come to Custer, South Dakota, in the Black Hills Mountains and heal. I was fortunate enough to be contacted in 2010 by the family. I was recommended to come down. I was the first family to be able to occupy that cabin. And it's just a wonderful deal. there's no stipulation to come down there and do anything but come down and heal with your family. The whole city of Custer, South Dakota, and the whole state just does everything they can for you. They provide vouchers. They do everything. And I highly recommend, if you can go online, look at Operation Black Hills Cabin, Custer, South Dakota. They just recently built a new cabin, and I was honored to be the first one there. And just last week, they came up and did a film documentary with my wife at the house in order to promote it. And the city is now to the point where they even offer helicopter airplane rides, lighting up Mount Rushmore. And you'd be the one to turn the lights on Sunday night.
Oh, my gosh, is that cool.
Just wonderful what the community does for our soldiers and our listeners out here in on the radio here that hear this message. Thank you for all that you do for our combat wounded, all of our soldiers that are wearing uniforms. As I said in the past on the station, our biggest support from any state, especially North Dakota, who leads in our amount of people of uniform personnel, we are the greatest export of any thing that we do in all of our states.
You are, my man. Good to see you.
Thank you.
And thanks for all your help this week. And you know, Rusty did a really neat thing yesterday after we arranged the interview with Vice President Cheney that you're going to hear in just a moment on a phone conversation. Sent a note saying, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir, for sending me to serve this country. Pretty extraordinary. I want to thank our good friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealers. You know, I love Apache sprayers, and I'm not even a grower because it just makes total sense. I mean, the technology, the world-leading innovation for the modern-day grower in these 2014 Apache sprayers, unbelievable. I mean, they're rugged, they're dependable. You know, growers don't have to worry about complex, clunky, costly sprayers anymore. They have the five-year warranty on them. I mean, this makes me want to be a farmer. I mean, I want in the cab of one of these things. I mean, the legendary Apache is just a constant you can depend on. Got that mechanical drive, linchpin of its dependability and profitability, five-year warranty, lowest total cost of ownership of any self-propelled sprayer on the market. What are you waiting for, folks? Call my friends at High Plains Apache in Mandan, in Frontier. Go to their website, highplainsapache.com. Stop and see them on Eastside Court, Southeast in Mandan, or just off 52nd. In Frontier, North Dakota, just south of Fargo on I-29. High Plains, your official Apache sales and service dealer. When we come back, the Vice President of the United States, former Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, on threats to this country and cuts to the military and what that will mean for you. We'll do that interview by phone, make it the way to the airport, and throw the keys to Mr. Todd Mitchell as we continue on What's on Your Mind from Washington, D.C. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a hurricane force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
With the What's on Your Mind program without chatting with one of this nation's great leaders, former Vice President of the United States, our friend Dick Cheney. How are you, Mr. Vice President?
I'm good, Scott.
It's a pleasure to catch up with you again and give you a chance to visit with our What's on Your Mind audience, which doesn't quite get to Wyoming, but we do got a good chunk of Montana, North and South Dakota, and Minnesota covered, and there's a lot of pheasants up here. You're going to come our way for pheasant season one of these years?
Yeah, I think I'm already booked for a little pheasant hunting in South Dakota. Last year I hit South Dakota and Montana both.
So there's one state missing from that trip. We're hoping North Dakota gets added to one of those itineraries soon, you know?
Okay. Well, I'll keep it in mind.
All right. How you doing health-wise? Everything going good?
Yeah, it's been really remarkable. Next month will be the second anniversary of my heart transplant, and it's been absolutely flawless. It's been everything's worked perfectly, and I couldn't ask for better care. Or obviously the gift of a donor heart that makes it all possible.
And still appreciate the fact you wrote that book and have given a lot of people inspiration on what can happen. It's pretty amazing. I know the good Lord has much for you to do yet, including awakening. I hope a whole new set of eyes and ears to what is happening to the United States military. I was visiting with a member of the Intelligence Committee who shall remain nameless. But this individual said, as bad as Obamacare is, as bad as the economy is, you have no idea the ramifications of decisions that are happening right now in foreign policy that are going to affect the United States of America and national security for generations. Is that too strong a statement in your view?
No, I absolutely agree with it. I've said that what's happening internationally in terms of national security is worse than their performance here domestically. The other point, too, I think we talked before, Scott, after Desert Storm, when I was Secretary of Defense, the first thing I did was call former President Reagan out in California and thank him for everything he'd done in the 80s to build up our military that we were then able to use in the 90s. So what's happening now, the decisions are being made now aren't just about what kind of force is going to be there while Barack Obama's in office. It has a direct bearing on the capabilities of presidents 2, 3, 4 times removed. And they'll be faced with a crisis and they'll have less capability then they need to deal with it because of the foolishness of the decisions that are now being made. They don't have a strategic rationale. I think we're in a situation where the threat is increasing. There are more areas out there now that are potential safe havens for terrorists. We've got a problem with the spread of nuclear weapons. Iran is about to get theirs. And at the same time, they're acting as though the threat is diminished. They're cutting the Army back to below pre-World War II levels. It makes absolutely no sense at all.
The other example that was used, and this was really going back to the Carter era, when President Carter sat on his hands from the Shah of Iran, need a little help. You had the Ayatollah Khomeini come in after, and obviously born of that was Osama bin Laden and this whole wave of Islamists that have built up quite a terror network that we have as a threat today. Is that an apt analogy of what's happening right now and what it could mean for 20, 30 years from now? Give folks a sense of how this ultimately could affect them.
Sure. Well, the Carter thing, of course, happened back in late 70s, 78 or 79. I can remember in 1990, so this is 10, 11 years later, when Saddam Hussein first invaded Kuwait before the first Gulf War. The question that was put to me by the Saudis before they would agree to receive U.S. forces to perform Desert Storm, the question they asked me is, you know, are you guys for real, or are you going to do what Carter did to us? And what Carter had done was announced that he was sending a squadron of F-15s to Saudi Arabia, but when they were halfway there, he announced they were unarmed. And he may have thought that was some kind of a classy diplomatic gesture, but what it said to our friends and allies was he wasn't serious. He wasn't prepared to use military force, and they'd rather not have him act at all. And so when we get to the situation we're in now, if you go and talk to our friends in the Middle East, especially Israeli, Arab, it doesn't matter. None of them have any confidence anymore in terms of our commitment to their security and being able to work with them. These are nations we worked with over the years. They've been good friends and allies of the United States, but they no longer believe they can trust us or count on us in a crunch.
Why does that matter to somebody having, you know, eggs and sausage in a cafe in Bismarck, North Dakota today?
Well, I think it matters because we're well past the point where we could sort of sit behind our oceans and pursue an isolationist strategy. Operate on the assumption that nobody could reach us from overseas. We saw on 9/11 what 19 guys armed with airline tickets and box cutters could do to the country. Take down the World Trade Center, knock a big hole in the Pentagon, kill 3,000 Americans, launch an attack that was worse than Pearl Harbor. And so if we learned anything, we should have learned that we are not immune or protected from, or that we can afford to ignore developments overseas, especially when it involves one of the things that's great concern to me is this whole notion of terrorists acquiring deadlier weapons. And remember what happened here back in 07, we discovered that the North Koreans had built a nuclear reactor in the Syrian desert so the Syrians would be able to produce their own nuclear weapons. Fortunately, the Israelis went in and took it out, but you can imagine what the situation in Syria would be like today if instead of quarreling over who's got the chemical weapons, we were quarreling over who's got the nukes. A country like Iran or Libya was trying at one point. If they get their hands on that kind of capability and then there's a political change and the Islamists take over, look at Pakistan today. Pakistan's not only got a significant Islamist population, it's a very large country with a large population, but they've also got a significant inventory of nuclear weapons. And there's been at least one report that they provided the capability to enrich uranium to produce nuclear weapons, latest state-of-the-art technology, to the North Koreans. So it's a situation where things are happening out there that are direct threats to the United States. It's not some situation where we can say, I'll let them fight it out among themselves. It has a direct bearing on the United States. If you don't believe that, you know, go spend some time at the memorial to the victims of 9/11 up in New York City.
You spent time as Secretary of Defense and obviously with the in the Vice Presidency, you know, leading our troops, both as the Vice President and also as Secretary of Defense. You know, the buzz in Washington this week is Secretary Hagel saying, rah, 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 we need to get to an army that's smaller than it was pre-World War II. And obviously that's concerning to a lot of folks because it looks like we're balancing the federal budget on the backs of the men and women of the military. But I'm connecting the dots here, and maybe I'm wrong, to say maybe that's part of this message we want to send to the others that, you know, look we're going to ramp down here a little bit and maybe they'll like us more. Is this political naivete? Is this anti-military? What is going on?
Well, I think it's politically naive on the part of Barack Obama and his advisors. But it's also his basic fundamental philosophy. He laid it out to speech in Cairo in August of 2009 when he went and apologized in the Arab world for what he said was an overreaction on our part to the effects of 9/11. He's a man who really believes, unlike I think most Americans, I firmly believe that with a strong America and with a capable defense and the willingness to use it occasionally, the world's a much safer place. I think Barack Obama operates off the proposition that well-armed America is a danger, that somehow we need to apologize to others around the world for having strong military forces. He's much more interested in increasing the size of the food stamp budget than he is maintaining adequate security measures for our national defense or taking care of the troops.
Yeah, so is that here's what bothers me. I mean, we're traveling with a Purple Heart recipient, wounded warrior that served in Iraq, a fellow friend of mine by the name of Rusty York. He's up here, talking to members of Congress about the fact that he had traumatic brain injury and the VA won't fund hyperbaric oxygen treatment, which saved his life. Right. And allowed him to reintegrate. You're hearing stories about deep-sixing records of veterans and having them purposely get lost in the system. I mean, I hear that. I hear your concerns on the foreign policy side, on the defense funding side, and I say maybe this isn't, just political bad decisions. Maybe this is just flat-out anti-military. Is it unfair to call this administration with what's going on right now anti-military?
Well, I think that... trying to think how to describe it. I think part of it is based on ignorance. They have no idea of the length of time it takes to build really quality military forces, and I question their degree of commitment to supporting the troops when they are committed or to help and take care of them when they come home. And that's not the way. If you look at Barack Obama today, I don't see a guy who is up to the task of serving as Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces. And that's what really concerns me. And I think on his part, he's got a whole roster, supposedly, of new proposals, spending proposals he's got on domestic policy that he wants to put forward and spend money on. At the same time, he's dramatically cutting the budget for defense back to pre-World War II levels for the Army. And it clearly speaks for itself. He believes in one, dramatically increasing the food stamp money, but in the other, which I think is his most important obligation as president, taking care of the United States military, he's clearly falling down on the job. That, in my mind, as I look at the Constitution, the single most important responsibility of the national and the federal government is the security of the nation. And everything else is secondary to that, and Obama doesn't operate based on that set of priorities.
Final question for you. What would you recommend that our listeners here in the heartland do?
Well, I think it's very important for people to be politically actively involved. There are a lot of ways to do it. At a minimum, you ought to be in touch with your representatives and senators. It's very, very important in this election coming up in both in 2014 and then 2016. I worry, and this isn't always a popular thing to say, but I worry that we do have a strain of isolationism developing out there in our own party. And I understand people get tired and frustrated and concerned when we make long-term commitments and the folks in the military sacrifice for all of us. But there's a good reason for doing that. And the losses, if there's another attack like 9/11, only it's with a nuclear weapon or a biological agent, will far exceed anything we've experienced so far. So we've got to recognize we live in a dangerous world, and the only guarantee of our own safety and security and survival is a strong United States military capable to carry out whatever mission they're assigned. And Obama is not operating on that set of assumptions.
Thank you for lending your voice to our current veterans, to our past veterans, and for sticking up for the greatest country on the face of the earth and our ability to defend our way of life. Mr. Vice President, it's an honor to call you a friend. Appreciate your time on the show today.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Don't, if you happen to talk to Scott Henin, don't let him know it's going to be kind of cold. Just act like it, because he's been away for a few days. What does he know? Don't tell him that Saturday is supposed to basically stick below zero across much of the state. Bismarck's sitting at zero right now, but that southeast wind at 10 makes it feel a lot more like 16 below. Minot at 4 below right now, and Fargo 11 below. Get a little further out west, looking like some positive territory, but not too far into it. And don't plan on that sticking around. We've had these off and on wind chill advisories and stuff, and I don't think we're going to necessarily be out of that woods till, if I had to hazard a guess, I would say late May, because here's why. I'm getting married in early May, so that's why. I'm going to jinx it. I'm letting you know right now, I'm jinxing it for everybody. If the weather on May 3rd stinks, I'm the reason. I'm sorry. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. Or if you're in Bismarck, Mandan, don't have to dial as many digits, 701-258-0550. I'm Todd Mitchell. I'm the guy that usually just to make sure Scott Hennon doesn't get too far off any other deep end. Also, the official pie chart pin placer. Scott's going to be very disappointed to know somebody moved our pie chart. And all the pins were removed. So anytime you want to email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, with your favorite pie location, we have to start from scratch. But as we all know, the best pie is made from scratch. So that's okay. By the way, after the show, or any time, or if you're listening on KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, you're listening to a replay, or at night on K-Fire 550, we do when we're not preempted by some sporting events or something like that. There is the What's in Your Mind record line, and you can leave your comment anytime at 1-855-200-1776. Push option 1 right away. You don't have to sit there. And then it's not one for English. It's one for going ahead and leaving your entry versus sitting and listening to a whole bunch of other stuff. Coming up on What's in Your Mind tomorrow, we're pretty much assuming Scott Hennon will actually return from D.C. I know how tough it is for him to get away from the hustle and bustle of the nation's capital, rubbing elbows with everybody and whatnot. But we will have North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms, plus Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann from Minnesota. It's been about, 5 years since the beginning of the whole Tea Party movement. Will be interesting to see where things are today. And to tap into her mind and find out what's on her mind these days. Meanwhile, Scott Hennon has checked back into the show. You are actually going to come home, right?
I am. I'm not even in the cab yet. So that whole interview, I was walking. Did I sound like a puffing maniac when I was talking to the former vice president?
We got
to
get you back in the gym or something. Well, it'd be a little intimidating being, sitting right there with Dick Cheney. I mean, the legend.
I naively thought, hop in a cab and do the interview on the way to the airport. But getting a cab in this town is not easy, although there is something called Uber now, which is a new app that I would highly recommend to anybody that is traveling in major metropolitan cities. It is an app, Uber, U-B-E-R.
Okay, that's what I thought you said, but I wasn't sure.
And it goes on your phone, okay?
Okay.
And an app, and so you ask for a cab, and it knows your location. You're not going to let them stop. Anyway, it knows your location, right? Oh, he's dropping the line.
Nice.
It knows your location, and what happens is literally a minute after you push the button on the app, your cab shows up, and it bills your credit card. You don't fumble around with cash, as I always do, or anything. And it's unbelievable. It's nothing short of amazing.
As opposed to Siri, if you use Siri, if you say, hey, call me a cab, it'll say, all right, you are sir, a cab.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny, actually. But no, this
you haven't ever done that?
Yeah, I know. I mean, my
call me an ambulance, okay? You are an ambulance. Well, that was helpful.
Thanks for the help there, Siri, So this app, you push the button, it knows your location. Literally, within minutes, the cab shows up. You tell them where you're going, and they drop you off, and you don't, pull cash out of your pocket or mess around with anything. It's incredible. It really is good. And the cabbies all have dedicated iPhones, and then they, of course, can take the ride or not because they know where you're at. So you don't flag cabs anymore. So I would
not only that, we're going to get to the point where you're not telling a cabbie where you're going. They already know when you walk into the cab.
They
basically verify, hey, are you Scott Hennon? Yep, okay, I got your destination right here. You don't even have to. And if they don't even know where it is, it doesn't matter because they can get into their GPS and stuff. So,
nothing short of extraordinary.
No kidding.
It really is. That's where technology is good. See, there's a lot of things where it's bad, like kids walking through a mall, or Kirkwood about bumping into each other because they're at their heads during their phones. That's the bad stuff. The good stuff is not, having to...
I'd rather they walked around a mall and banged into each other before they got into cars and drove into each other. At least they learned the lesson early on.
Exactly right.
How did I do with the vice president? We asked him the right questions. Was that okay?
That was fantastic.
That worried me a little bit about where we're going and certainly what we're doing to these folks in the military as well. So
you're back tomorrow.
I am. We're back tomorrow on North Dakota soil, my man. Can't wait.
Would you like some gridlock over there just to make you feel like you're still in D.C.?
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.